talk about the things to come. Just put your hands up in the air. The radio.
All right, we're told AI is taking over the world. We're told there's nothing we can do to stop it. It has to have 100 times the power that the humans get. It's got to be able to grab billions of gallons per facility of your water and not pay for it. We're told it's got liability protection with Trump's executive orders. Trump isn't standing up to the EU trying to censor Americans and Elon Musk, but he's come out and threatened 100% tariffs on any country taxing U.S. tech giants. Well, great, stand up for our companies, but how about you stand up for all of us and don't let the EU sue and come after thousands of businesses here in the United States or Canada or Brazil coming after X and a whole bunch of other companies. That's why when you go to a website, it flashes up this cookie thing. You got to agree to it and all this. That's an EU law. What is an EU law doing affecting us here? It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're going to get into Supreme Court rules. Federal law does not require mail-in ballots to be received on Election Day. They have 5 days to do whatever they want. Remember Pelosi said in 2020, she said, I don't care if it looks like he wins as a red mirage. The Democrat DNC said, we will have the mail-in ballots we need. And I saw it, Cruz saw it, people caught it on tape around the country. 2-3 days after the election, people showing up in Austin, Texas, and even though they didn't get Texas, they still tried, and in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia, with all these ballots filled out, just sticking them in boxes or coming into the Postal Service and accepting them. And the Supreme Court has said that's A-OK. The Supreme Court has said you can do that. And they also said E. Jean Carroll, the woman that said, oh, rape's hot, and that said, this was the Vogue jacket I wore when he grabbed me. No witnesses, nothing. Decades later, and then Vogue goes, wait a minute, we put that out 2.5 years after she says the date she got raped. It's a known jacket, a known famous thing they had on the cover that they pushed. She goes out and gets it and says, oh, I was wearing this so she could pose on a magazine. It's all crap. And what was it? Like, her whole story was like a Law and Order script. The woman is a complete leftist cat lady. And I'm not even here defending Trump. I call balls and strikes, folks. You know, it's coming out about Trump cut a $1 billion mining deal. We talked about this months ago. Now it's hit the news. His sons, he finally agreed to the deal when his sons were signed on to it for tens of millions of dollars. It's just crazy. Just because, you know, Pelosi's involved in all this insider trading the Democrats doesn't mean Trump should be able to do it in these inside deals. It's going to come back and bite him in the ass, folks. I want Trump to succeed, not sit there and behave like this. All right, folks, we got a special guest we'll tell you about when she joins us. On the other side of this quick break, getting into AI. I saw this lady, online talk show host. I thought, I've seen her before. She really nailed it when nobody else was nailing a key aspect of the AI takeover. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on tri-iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA. Just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
this person that did it is a monster.
Radical district attorneys funded by globalist networks have turned American cities into crime zones with soft-on-crime policy results that innocent civilians have paid with their lives.
5 homicides in 2 weeks. Austin police say the recent string of killings are not connected.
This seems to happen every year. There seems to be usually a week or two where there's just quite a few homicides all in the same time period. These are all very different cases.
Pushback is finally arriving in Travis County, Texas. DA Jose Garza, elected in 2020 on justice reform, promises of diversion, pretrial releases, and reduced prosecutions, is now under federal scrutiny. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is demanding documents on his policies that allegedly shield illegal immigrants and undermine law enforcement with a July 7th deadline, but have they missed the mark? After ignoring piles of murder indictments, repeated clashes with police, and a perception of impunity for repeat offenders, Garza's equity experiment has cracked under the weight of stark reality.
Our approach to public safety works, but it flies in the face of right-wing Republican ideology. We have been told for so long that if we want to be safe, that all we need to do is lock up more and more people, particularly people in communities of color and working class communities. And we're told that if we just lock up more people like that, then our communities will be safe. But we know that that's not true.
You're not going to be protected in 800 plus cities and jurisdictions the Democrats run. They're monsters. And so to the globalist, and the same thing's happening in Europe and other areas, you murdered Jamie White. You opened the door. You created the climate. You created the conditions on purpose. George Soros, Alexander Soros, you murdered Jamie White. And President Trump needs to point his finger at the Austin scumbag DA and say, you little monster, you are responsible. Jose Garza, just as much as the person or people that murdered our reporter.
And so what we have is a list of cases that may be cases that would have been subject to a 17-151 motion. We have reviewed all of those cases. The overwhelming majority of them were not indicted because the suspect had unmet mental health needs and is receiving mental health services as part of our mental health diversion program.
Garza would argue that there has been a significant drop in 2025 in overall violent crime, but compared to what? Garza increased Austin homicide rates to a record high in his first year, while in Garza's first 2 years, his office dismissed or declined 12,700 felony charges. This pattern isn't a coincidence. It's a coordinated assault on public safety. Compare that disaster to Oakland, California, Soros-backed DA Pamela Price's tenure that brought skyrocketing homicides, brazen thefts, and business exodus through slashed prosecutions and decarceration.
It's hard to be here and not be a little sad if you like sports. Behind us is a cemetery. The Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, and Golden State Warriors all used to play right in here. Financial issues in the city, San Francisco, Las Vegas have better offers. You watch Moneyball, I mean, Golden State Warriors, all gone now.
Voters recalled her in a 2024 landslide. Under her replacement, homicides plunged 30 to 33%.
If you called the cops here, how long would it take for them to show up?
Brother, look, you see all these bullet holes in me? I got bullet holes all in my body, bro. You gonna be sitting there. Sometimes, bro, you'll see a motherfucker dead sitting in the middle of the street for hours.
It's stupidly obvious. When you stop treating criminals as victims and start prosecuting them, the streets actually get safer. No root causes willy-nilly pandering, just results. With Congress now focusing on Garza, Travis County could follow Oakland's path before more blood is shed. The Soros House of Cards is buckling. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
And we get into the AI with a special guest at the bottom of the hour. That means I can hit the air conditioning news right now and the other Soros news. Here it is. It's at alexjoneslive.com if you want to share that important report with everybody. Soros George Soros and son Alex have funneled staggering $103 million into midterms so far. That's what we know of, on track to shatter a spending record. Where's the indictments of him? That they've caught him and his son funding Antifa, all sorts of criminal crap, getting all this USAID money, hiding it, funding foreign operations. But because he's worked with the CIA back to the 80s, he is protected. George Soros and son. What happened to fighting the oligarch? Billionaire George Soros pours $100 million into midterms for Democrats. Meanwhile, they've got other billionaires that have been funding the left that are under criminal investigation. That's been announced. But where is it on Soros? He has a get-out-of-jail-free card. And that dovetails with this. Breaking: Supreme Court rules federal law does not require mail-in ballots to be received by Election Day. Amy Coney Barrett, Roberts' side with liberal justices. We warned him not to put Amy Coney Barrett in. Everybody said, that's 50,000 D chess. It's Q level. You don't know. Now Trump's openly attacked her and said that she's betrayed him and betrayed America and all the rest of it, and then he was wrong. Just like he admits that he got sucked into the Iran war and he was wrong. I'm right. Here's another article. That's USA Today. Supreme Court okays late-arriving mailed-in ballots in loss for Trump. Loss for American people. The court upheld a state law allowing ballots cast by Election Day to be counted if they received within 5 days. The red mirage, no matter how Republicans win on Election Day or the day after, magically the ballots arrive. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Chief Justice John Roberts, joined the court's three liberal justices that can't tell you what a woman is in upholding the law, the 5-4 majority. Barrett said the federal law doesn't set a deadline for ballots to be received, so Mississippi law doesn't conflict with the federal rules, even if they're not even post-stated right. DOJ launches grand jury probe into Marxist billionaire Singham and his funding of radical causes in the U.S. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. A federal grand jury is investigating allegations of financial crimes committed by Nebel Roy Singham, a Chinese-based billionaire who's pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into radical causes in the U.S. and elections, but not George Soros. Meanwhile, Whoopi Goldberg, low IQ Whoopi Goldberg, declares nobody wants voter ID as millions of Americans call for Save America Act. Most of the polls are like 85%. Some are 90%. The lowest are 80%. It's over 80%. Got to have a license to rent a car, license to get a pack of cigarettes. If you look underage, license to buy liquor, license to get on an airplane, but don't need a license to vote. And all these Democrat cities and states say they have illegals voting and tell them to go vote. Remember Obama in 2016, I said on Telemundo, he said, if you live here, you're allowed to vote. That's part of being in America, means you're an American. If you live here, you can vote. So go vote. So here's Whoopi Goldberg. But don't worry, we got bigger enemies than her. We got John Cornyn and Thune and others blocking the SAVE Act. Here it is.
He torpedoed the bill because he wants another bill signed.
Yeah, right.
And it seems to me no one wants to sign this bill.
Doesn't have the votes.
It doesn't have the votes. And so he's trying to push it and do all kinds of stuff. It's ridiculous. It's the bill that would force people to have ID when they come to vote. Nobody wants it.
It's citizenship.
Well, the Save America Act.
Yeah. I've been on The View and seen it, all of them. You know, when you go to the building, it's the bottom. It's all locked down. They got turnstiles, sometimes you're locking doors inside. And you have to go up and give them your ID, and they check you're even supposed to be there, and you go up. So they've got IDs, they've got armed guards, but they don't want you to be able to own a gun to protect yourself, but they've got armed guards. Let's continue.
Because it's really saving his behind.
Yeah.
Save the Donald Trump behind that. Yeah.
There are probably portions of the Save America Act that could pass, but the bill itself does not have the votes.
So there you go. Meanwhile, backfire. Americans respond with ferocity after John Cornyn, thank God he's on his way out, lashes out at keyboard warriors, geniuses, and grifters. That's a quote. Pushing the Save America Act. Yeah, oh no, we don't need voter ID. We don't need to make sure somebody's who they say they're. No. Meanwhile, it's a math problem. Rhino Tomb Tillis brags he's blocking Trump's Save Act while Democrats prioritize illegals. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Mandami says he's freezing all the rent. We'll take property owners' houses if they can't fix anything they say hasn't been green new dealed, but you don't have extra money to do that because you can't even raise the rent. In fact, it's frozen. That's going to cause a total disaster. Another Supreme Court ruling. Supreme Court lets $5 million, that's the first one. Remember, he said he was innocent, so they didn't sue him for sexual assault. She didn't sue him, Sibley, for sexual assault. She sued him for defaming her, saying, I don't even know this woman. I'm innocent. That's right. Can't say you're innocent in America. I was told in both my show trials where I was found guilty by judges and civilly liable that I could not say I was innocent. That was one of the things. Or that I was bankrupt and had no money, even though the court had already certified it. I was upside down then, about $3 million. And then I got a tax return that came in because they audited me for 5 years. They did a five-year audit and went, oh, sir, you're owed $4.3 million. You overpaid. Oh, thank you. But then that went into the court. But the point is that, that's hilarious. Audit him. He's hiding money, IRS. Actually, he's overpaid. But here she is. The first time the jury says $5 million, they changed the law so she could do this, retroactively past 20 years, sexual limitations. Then the guy that wrote the law got stung by it as well. Now he wants it repealed. And what was the next one? $76 million, $86 million? I forget. Guys, pull up. What was the second jury trial? Second E. Jean Carroll Trump trial, what was the verdict? 80-something? 86 million? 70? I want to say it's 86 million or was it 76 million? I can't remember. The point was, he said he was innocent again, so she sued him again and had a rigged trial where he was also defaulted, found guilty of the defamation. The judges both times said, he is guilty of defamation. $5 million the first time, 70, 83 million. Okay, my memory failed. Appeals court pauses Trump's $83 million payment to E. Jean Carroll pending Supreme Court action. So that's the second one. That's still going through the court. I guess the Supreme Court now, when that appeals court gets up to them, that's the second case. They'll probably say, yeah, you owe $83 million, pal, to the crazy cat lady. Unbelievable. So just remember how whacked out she is. She's talking to this gay dude and Anderson Cooper, heir to one of the biggest fortunes in the world, and she's hitting on him, googly-eyeing him and saying, you're really hot, you're really interesting. Oh, God, rape's so hot. He's like, let's go to break. By the way, they never came back. She was having an episode. And if you look at her own posted video, she lives in a treehouse as a cat lady, calls her cats her name Vagina and things like that. She's all about how all sex is rape. She's an ugly woman, always been ugly, sorry. And there were no witnesses to what she said. And again, she was wearing a dress, a coat that Vogue said wasn't out for 2.5 years after she said she was raped. They know the exact coat. She's a liar, in my view. But you can't say that in America, that you think your opinion she's a liar, and Trump sure as hell can't say he's innocent. This is why we rally so hard behind Trump, because of all this crap they did to him that wasn't real, and then now he must think he has a get-out-of-jail-free card. He says he's going to pardon his entire administration. The insider trading is incredible. We'll get to that later. I just have to report on this. It's bad, and it's naked. It's beyond insider trading. It's the exact same kind of crap Hunter Biden did, where he's on the board of a company, and then the company gets a U.S. government contract. I mean, look at this whack job. Always been a leftist whack job. And there she is out by herself in the woods where she lives with her dog and her cat. And this is her. It's a complete whack job. But you can't say that you didn't rape her. You can't say you're innocent in America. You burn, baby, burn. You burn down the cities. Black Lives Matter. Total kookball. All right, let's hear her talk about how sexy rape is.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. Ugh. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I've been with a couple women, a few in my life, and I've never lied about that. And I can't say I fully understand women, but I know them better than most people. About 20% of the women I've been with, if you're with them for a few months, you know, they'll say, I want you to slap me around. I want you to say you're raping me. And you know what I say to that? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not into masochism, sadomasochism, slapping women around. Now, I mean, you know, girl likes a nice smack on the butt or whatever. I mean, they all like that, but not hard, just a little bit, you know, pow. But when it comes to hurting people, I'm not into it. I don't know about half the women want to be choked. mean, I can't say I haven't kind of halfway obliged, but I just say they got a real problem, like, you know, really getting their eyes bulging out. So I'm just not into it. But the point is that this woman is a total lunatic and thinks rape is sexy. I don't think that. Most women don't think that. I know most men don't think that. This idea that men want power over people. Yeah, there's some sicko men that are like that, but very few. It's very, very sick. But there you go. Don't say you don't know that woman when you have the proof you don't know her. Don't say you didn't assault her when she has no proof. You have a right to say you're innocent. You're innocent until proven guilty. But he was never even tried for a criminal offense. He was found civilly liable by a judge. The judge said, no, he defamed her without a court of law ever finding he assaulted her, without a police report. That's what the Democrat judges do now. MyPillow last year, federal court, said you are guilty. Smartmatic machines cannot be accessed by the internet, even though they're designed to and have plugs in them and wireless phones. The judge wouldn't hear the evidence, said, I find you defame them on purpose. You know these machines cannot be accessed by the internet. It's a damn internet machine. You cannot say this blue tuna swimming around the ocean can swim. You cannot say that tuna fish live in the ocean. You cannot say that buzzards fly in the sky. You cannot say that grass is green. You cannot say the sun is yellow. But it is. No, it's not. And it's so alien. We're like dodo birds. You tell people, oh, no, the judges found me civilly liable. They go, but it said you're guilty, and a jury found you guilty. No, the judges said I was civilly liable, then told the jury to find me guilty of that civilly. Mike Lindell hasn't had his Smartmatic trial yet, but they've been indicted for fraud now, so they're probably going to drop it. Dominion just did. But the point is, this is what they did to Trump, what they did to me, did to Mike Lindell. You need to know it's going down. We need serious reform in these courts. They're out of control. Let's hear E. Jean Carroll one more time. Oh, you're very interesting, Anderson. Oh, God, rape's so sexy. Listen to this. Here it is.
But I think most people think of rape as a, I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Let me tell you. That woman is the opposite of stimulus. You have the analogy of women like, well, this penthouse is a panty dropper. That woman is the opposite of a panty dropper. I would rather die than even to touch that thing. I would rather find a dead horse run over in the highway, dead for 5 days, covered in maggots, and I'd rather lay down with that horse and French kiss the maggots than even get it. She is disgusting filth. She'll probably sue me. You're not allowed to call her disgusting filth. She's God. Good, lady. I got $1.5 billion judgment. You can't do crap to me. Sue. Attack. I got the First Amendment. Burn in hell. It is my opinion that you're a disgusting, lying sack of demonic garbage. There you go. E. Jean Carroll. Ooh, rape's really sexy. You're really interesting. Oh, God. Imagine the fantasies, baby. In my experience, 20-30% of women are into that. And it's sick. But that's like, some women are into bad boys. They see it as like really, you know, cutting edge and everything. They see that as like independent and strong. It's like a mutation in the mind. It's not good. Appeals court spares Trump for paying $83 million defamation award to E. Jean Carroll. Four now. But that was the second case. There's the $5 million one that the Supreme Court said, pay up, pay the witch. Witch. Supreme Court, you can default the president. You can tell a jury he's guilty. You can tell him he's civilly liable. You can do whatever you want. Unbelievable. All right, I'm digressing. I have the guest coming on about the AI. She really nailed it when nobody else was. I mean, I made the point, but I want to get into AI when it's really all about the new developments. And then I'm going to hit the air conditioning restrictions, the ban. It's coming here, too. Oh, a really powerful video. And I've seen this guy on Rogan, and I've seen him on Sean Ryan, human behavior expert that talks about tribalism. This is a really good little 6-minute boil down, but I got a lot to add to this. This is dead on information. That's coming up next hour. And I am going to open the phones up starting in the third and fourth hour and intersperse your calls here today as well. We've got the Muslims declaring their victory and takeover and basically telling us on guard in big demonstrations that got violent in many areas around the world. By on guard, like in a sword fight, you say in French, on guard or on guard. And that means I'm coming for you. No quarter given, none received. And so we've got quite the deep dive on that and them declaring their plan to take over. Breastfeeding protects baby. I've got more on that. Other wild imagine we're mammals. Imagine the baby needs what's designed from its mother where it grew in her uterus and needs all of her genetics and all of her peptides and all of her amino acids and all of the special things she gives it. I mean, that's a conspiracy theory. The baby needs high fructose corn syrup full of lead, mercury, and atrazine, and it needs GMO, and it needs 5G, and it needs screen time. It needs to be left in the crib, not with its parents, and it doesn't. It needs to be given, put in front of the TV in its crap-filled diapers immediately. We need more screen time. We need more corporate media. We need more drag queen story time. We need it. Infant formula containing corn syrup are often marketed for digestive issues but carry notable risk. Health experts, include researchers at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, know that the formulas frequently cause erratic blood sugar spikes, a 10% higher risk of childhood obesity, and can promote poor eating habits such as food fussiness. Oh, that's a whitewash. How about your brain's one-third smaller? How about they call it type 2 diabetes, but it's really caused by that? Oh, it's just genetic. They are bombing us with this. They know what they're doing, but the truth will set us free. Then there's the whole plan to demoralize us on the eve and build up to America's 250th birthday. That's all coming up. But the first thing I'm going to hit when our guest leaves us is the plan to take your car away, lock you down a 50-minute city, take your air conditioning away, take your beef away, take every your heating away. They're going to take everything. You go, why? Because they want you to be a slave and get trained to accept abuse in a cult. Why do cults starve people? Why do they make them stand on their head? Why do they say jump, you say how high? It's getting your ass trained to drink the Kool-Aid when they tell you. You do a Kool-Aid drill 3 times a day, when they finally spike it with cyanide, your ass going to drink it, and your ass going to die. That's the analogy. We'll be back. Share the live feeds now. Real Hawk Jones. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting, or what are you liking best, or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us, and it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top 2 or 3 every time, and so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested, and it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think you need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa. Like that, donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a genie. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents', and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you gotta listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Shannon Joy's been on talk radio for decades, a very popular talk show host, big online Shannon Joy Radio on X at Shannon Joy Radio, the ShannonJoyShow.com. And I wanted to get her on and hopefully, guest host sometime. She wants to get into techno-fascism. That's what we're facing, the uniparty medical freedom. But I saw her a few weeks ago, and I played this clip, and I went and watched more of her show, and I've seen her stuff before for years. But she just nails the AI, because regardless, it's getting liability protection. It's above the law. It's only for these certain tech companies creating an oligopoly. And if it gets all the water and the energy and we don't get the land, it's basically setting up these high-tech reservations and displacing us and training us that it gets everything and we get nothing. This is some foregone conclusion. We got big developments on the AI front that just came out in the last 24 hours. We'll look at that with her, talk about techno-fascism and more, and then she'll be back with us for a full hour in the near future. But here's the clip I played a few weeks ago.
It's not about the data centers. It's not about compute. It's not about AI. It's about the land. It's the physical land. It's the physical commodities, gold and silver. They know that what matters is what you can physically hold on to. And that's why they're going after the land. They're using this entire charade in order to justify through eminent domain and government subsidies the seizure of hundreds of millions of acres of land. And it's all over the country. That's what's going on with the data centers. Daniel Horowitz has begun to uncover this. But this is the model.
Absolutely. People need to get the big picture on all of this. So Shannon Joy joins us to talk about techno-fascism. We're pretty deep into it right now. I've got some new AI developments I want to talk about with you, but what is your overall analysis of AI, where we are and where they're trying to take us versus where you think humanity should stand up and take us?
Well, thank you so much, by the way, for having me on the program. Really appreciate the platform. And yeah, I mean, I think the name of the game for the foreseeable future is tech fascism. I think that is the dominating ideology worldwide. And it's being pushed by, as you know, a not so secret cabal of tech billionaires, PayPal Mafia, Elon Musk, J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel, you know all of the names. And essentially, from my perspective, that cabal purchased Donald Trump in the summer of 2024. They came behind his candidacy, shoved him over the finish line, and now they have a captured and owned president who is helping to usher in this technocracy. And it impacts everything. You know, it builds on the devastating lockdowns of 2020, which we have never, ever had a reckoning for, by the way. In fact, we're being gaslit by the administration that locked us down in the first place. We can maybe get to that. But that ties into, you know, economics, medical freedom, the military-industrial complex, the technological-industrial complex, all of it ties into this global plan to essentially usher in techno-feudalism. We own nothing. The common people have no freedom, no freedom to privacy. We don't have currencies that are free from governmental control. We're all placed on tokens, which are essentially digital food stamps. And, they move us into this surveillance state that is going to impact every area of life. So the data centers are one component of that larger plan. It's mainly health, money, and then the physical seizure of property, which is, I think, behind the data centers. And I want to credit Daniel Horowitz. He is the host of the Conservative Review. He did a multi-part series on the intricacies of how they are seizing land, hundreds of millions of acres, under the guise of building these data centers. By the way, the data centers, the point of the data centers is to use all of the mass surveillance and compute, use AI to essentially surveil every human, every animal, every blade of grass, everything you can imagine, collect all of that data, and then process, use that to control us and to manipulate us into the near future. So it's a big, big story, but I don't think it's being told on either the left-wing news media or right-wing news media. I don't think people understand this ideology of techno-fascism. It is the worst of all ideologies. It is worse than socialism, fascism, communism, any of the isms, because in addition to seizing everything and controlling everything, it is also anti-human at its core. At least socialism and communism and capitalism was operating under the guise that we wanted humanity to flourish. The techno-fascists do not want humanity to flourish. It is an evil ideology, a wicked ideology. And I've devoted an enormous amount of time on my platforms unpacking this with my audience. We've been doing this for about 2.5-3 years with some of the best experts in the world. But I think we need more discussions about this because it is replacing all of the other isms.
That's right. We could do 2 hours commercial free just quoting Sergey Brin and Eric Schmidt and Larry Page and all the rest of them saying the future's not human, looking forward to no humans. They even told Elon Musk 2 decades ago, yeah, we don't like humans. We want to get rid of the humans. They say, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, that by 2047, there'll be no one that's not a cyborg. They're saying we're obsolete. They're saying, mm-hmm. We don't get energy. We can't have air conditioning. We can't have a car. We can't have children. But this stuff can do whatever it wants. Just get out of the way. And more, and I put this in my film Endgame 20 years ago from their own quotes, but now they admit it. I got clips today where they say, no, this is a race for immortality. We're going to merge with machines. You'll have to give up your body. It goes back to Childhood's End, a book in the 50s by Arthur C. Clarke, one of their main futurists, who is also an Illuminist. And so this is fundamentally anti-human. And I like a lot of things Elon Musk is doing, but at the same time, he's pushing the technocracy, but saying he's going to do it from a pro-human angle. What is your view overall of Elon Musk?
I think that Elon Musk is an arch technocrat. I think he is a techno-fascist, full stop. He purchased Twitter to gain a platform to influence that platform, I think, for the techno-fascists. And as many people know, his grandfather or great-grandfather was actually one of the original founders of technocracy, the ideology, in the 1930s. He was a Canadian. Elon Musk, I think, is operating as a construct, a government construct. I don't think that he's brilliant. I don't think any of his companies are brilliant. I think that he's one of the biggest corporate welfare queens on the face of the planet. He would not exist if it weren't for government subsidies. And so I think that he's dirty dealing. I don't trust him at all. And I certainly, I mean, he is in the process right now of allowing censorship now of vaccine injured. So as we are moving into through year 2026, we now have some of the highest profile vaccine injured being suppressed and suspended on Twitter under Elon Musk. I think he's manipulating the algorithms, and he's a big problem because many on the right and in the medical freedom community believe that Elon was their hero because he came in. I mean, I was one of the permanently suspended on Twitter in the dark days of 2020 and 2021 for telling the truth about the shots and Operation Warp Speed and fighting like hell against the lockdowns. I lost my platform on Facebook. I lost my full platform on Twitter, permanently suspended. And so when Elon came in, purchased the platform and gave us our voices back, many in our community saw him as a hero. I think that was calculated. I think that he's always been playing for Team Fascist. And we're just going to, I think I'm going to be proven right in the next couple years. We're going to see it.
Well, I hope you're wrong. But I see some of your points, and I think it's an open question. I don't criticize you for your views, and I hope you're wrong. Yeah. I mean, I know that when it comes to him having like 20 kids, the other technocrats aren't doing that. I know he says have more kids, and he's standing up against the Islamic takeover, the EU censorship, all of that. But he is on the cutting edge of the robotics, of right. all the stuff that's going on.
Right.
And
but he's he's also a polygamist. I mean, he has 20 kids with like 17 different baby mamas. I mean, I don't know if that's really what most conservative Republican Christian constitutionalists really see as a traditional.
I didn't want to go off on a tangent about him, but you're welcome to go as much as you want. I'm going to hit with what you said is really on target about they admitted the COVID lockdown is a training you for carbon lockdowns, working from home, 15-minute cities, got to have your cell phone and leave your house. That's not your opinion. That's the ESG, social credit score, world ID, internet ID. It's all coming in. You're absolutely right. But I want to finish up with Musk. I don't want to stop you there because I think it's important to have these questions and these concerns. My issue is that when you pull back and you look at this, I mean, I think obviously Musk is playing a more sophisticated game than some of the other technocrats, and people tend to focus on him. When you look at Bill Gates, he openly wants to kill everybody and says it. When you look at Larry Ellison, he says, I want to use AI to control everyone's behavior and micromanage you in live-time surveillance. And then nobody, we're not focusing on them. It's, I don't want to say fashionable, but people tend to focus on Musk. But here's the thing about Musk.
Right.
He's never said he's a Christian. He's never even said he believes in God. Now more and more he's saying, he does. He did have his son taken away and basically, sterilized. And so he got, I saw that as him getting pissed off. He is just pro-human. And you look at the EU bureaucrats, almost none of them have kids. You look at all these big tech people, they're not having kids. How do you have a bunch of kids and then go with an anti-human system? I'm just saying when you have children, you tend to care more about the future. Yeah. Why is Musk different there?
Yeah. Well, I think that Musk is part of a dialectic. It is a controlled dialectic. He is the good guy tech fascist opposed to the bad guy tech fascist.
So good cop,
like,
bad
no
cop.
No one likes Peter Thiel. Good cop, bad cop. It's a series of false choices. And I personally think that Musk is playing a role. I don't really think that Musk has earned what he has. He's the world's first trillionaire. I think that he's a construct. And, he's been in, this kind of system, the Uber elite, for quite some time. He said for being the pro-human techno-fascist, Elon talks a lot about dystopia. He talks a lot about how worthless human beings will be in the future, how human beings won't be needed for anything. They won't be needed to think. They won't be needed to compute. They won't be needed for jobs. Essentially, we should just all be controlled, surveilled, given a central banking digital currency or some type of universal basic income, which is communism, socialism. I mean, he's warming his audience up for that. The only difference is, that these type of currencies, they're trackable, traceable, surveillable, confiscatable. They involve total control. I don't think that he said anything about Fourth Amendment rights for people in terms of government surveillance. We haven't even gotten into what he did during DOGE. I could do a whole show with you on Elon Musk and how many trillions of dollars worth of data he stole from the American people, protected data, private data through the guise that was Doge. They didn't cut anything. They didn't make anything efficient. He just went in with a group of technologists and siphoned up over $1 trillion worth of the most pristine, valuable human data on the face of the planet, the American people's data. It was crazy. Credit to Naomi Wolf and Sasha Latapova and Debbie Lerman, their Substacks. They wrote multiple pieces on the coup d'etat that was Doge. So he's incredibly dangerous. And I believe he's presenting as, you know, the good guy techno-fascist, but we have to be very, very careful about what he's doing. And this pump and dump on the back, this SpaceX pump and dump, a company that's losing billions of dollars every month, never made a profit. Elon comes in with the ultimate rug pull and gets this like sweetheart deal of a valuation, $1.75 trillion on a worthless company that was SpaceX. It's crazy. So even that corruption, I mean, it's all in plain sight.
Carbon credits. Absolutely. Yeah. And we can have you back on the deep dive on Elon, or we can do the rest of the interview on him if you want.
It's up to you.
I mean, I got to tell you, though, he's put more satellites in orbit than everybody else combined in the last 10 years. He's got those ships that have a much higher success rate. You think SpaceX developments are worthless?
I think they're dangerous. Maybe not worthless, but they're going to be dangerous. Yeah, he's setting something up.
Well, here's my view on Musk.
Like they're worth something. They're not worth $1.75 trillion, okay? They're going to be worth something. But I think he's building something much more sinister than anyone thinks. And I think that SpaceX is going to play into that. And he knows it because he's an insider. He's an insider. He's part of the deep state or whatever this new dark techno-fascist cabal is. He's in on all of it. He's buddies with all of them. He was on Peter Thiel, I believe he was. Yeah, I mean, he's wrapped up in all of this. So I just urge
caution. Yeah, here's my view on Peter Thiel. Yeah. If you type in Alex Jones Palantir, I did it the other day, into Google, it says Jones shocked the world in early 2026 by endorsing Palantir and saying that all these guys are great. I said no such thing. That's Google saying that because they're fighting with each other. What I said was, Alexa, 15 years ago, is in your house listening to you. The Google assistant was. All the cars have kill switches and are listening to you. You have Amazon. You have Oracle. You have Microsoft. You have Palantir. All doing this. Palantir, when Google and all of them wouldn't work with the Pentagon on AI and all this, Palantir came in and said they would. Then Trump brought it in to scoop data from all of it to be able to predict stuff. And so I just simply said it's a competitor in the whole panopticonic control the future, know everybody's doing things. So I said it needs to be looked at. It's a danger. I have problems with it. I was simply saying the corporate media about 3 years ago started saying, introducing the police state, introducing big tech control grid. It just got invented by Alex Karp. And Alex Karp says, the Christians want to throw me off a building. The Christian conservatives, nationalists, the number one threat. Terrible. Big critic of that. That is not endorsing it to say that people are like, I have nothing to do with flock cameras. I know it can be used by all these. Flock cameras are scanning your license, tracking you, listening to people at playgrounds is terrible. The Ring system has probably 50 times the footprint by Amazon. It doesn't take away from the flock cameras having issues. I have nothing to do with flock. I don't own the stock. I don't even know. My point is I'm always saying I'm an expert on this, covering it for 30 years. Plus, I'm simply saying Larry Ellison says we're going to control everything you do with AI. We're going to gene edit all of you. You have no choice. We're taking over. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shut up. All we talk about is Peter Thiel. And I'm simply saying, what about Bill Gates? You see what I mean? I'm kind of like, it's like Marvel Comics. I'm like, okay, well, here's all the players. That makes sense. And somehow everybody has a touchstone. They just go Peter Thiel, Alex Karp, Palantir, and then they don't want to. This is why I started doing this about a year ago. I would go look at Larry Ellison saying he wants to make us take mRNA to cure cancer. How dangerous that is! I don't want to hear that from Trump at the White House. And I would literally see, why aren't you talking about Palantir? Why are you talking about Palantir? Why are you talking about? And I'm like, I do talk about Palantir. I'm talking about it's like they have this one. It's like people don't only talk about Israel and Jews. I'll talk about Israel and do bad stuff, but also about China, the EU, big tech, BlackRock. And it's like, why are you covering up for Israel?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm covering BlackRock and ESG. I mean, do you see my point?
Totally. No, listen, we need to scrutinize all of the players, all of the players. You know, today I scrutinize Trump and his administration because he's the guy. He's the president. Exactly. Republicans are in control and the techno-fascists are controlling them. During the Biden administration, I was scrutinizing Biden and the Democrats because they were in control. And so, Alex, I think that one of the problems, the reason you get pushback like that is because I think on both the left and the right, we have these narratives. The narratives are built. It is a Hegelian dialectic. I think it is a series of false choices. And my opinion is that the left and the right work together and have been working together for the better part of 50 years. I don't see any of them as a lesser of two evils. I see the establishment of the Republican Party and Donald Trump as wicked as Joe Biden and the Democrats. They just exist in an arranged power sharing, situation where, they each party in its own way through its own marketing and branding pushes these control state fascistic agenda items. And because we are so trained, we're so divided into the L versus R. We can't see our own guy. When our own guy is doing it, we can't see it. We allow it. We trust them because the good guys are in power. And so we let them get away with things we would never let them get away with if it was the Democrat Party. And the same for the Democrats. So everyone has their favorite villain or their favorite hero. What I try to push on my show every day, like I think pushing out of the uniparty false paradigm and false electoral process is one of the most important things that Americans need to do in the next couple years, because they're coming for us, both sides of the political aisle.
I totally agree. It was like 15 years ago, the great political cartoonist Ben Garrison said that a rant I did inspired him. It's an all-seeing eye pyramid with a guy in a suit marching, and he got the left foot, you got the right foot. I said the left-right false paradigm at the top. They're the same. They're the controlled. Yeah. I coined that term like 30 years ago. Then people turned around with Trump and said, wait, you said it was fake. Now it's different. Well, no, it wasn't perfect, but Trump was bugging them at some levels. But you're absolutely right.
Everyone thought Trump was outside. Everyone thought that Trump was an outsider. But I think it's being proven today. He was never an outsider from the very beginning. I don't think he was ever an outsider. I think it was always a plant. And his purpose was to do exactly what he's doing today. And it is essentially breaking down reality. I mean, we don't even have to go into his presidency, but he certainly has decimated.
They're blowing up the old system.
Conservatism.
They know there's a fourth turning, so they want to control it. So they're posing as the revolutionaries. Definitely, that's where it's going. The question is, was he under their control before, or out of survival? Did he join with them now? It really doesn't matter because in reality, that's where we are. And so you're absolutely right. What should we do then to try to unify the left and the right to transcend that? And that's why they're so scared of data centers. People rebel because it's unifying everyone, that we're being discriminated against, unlimited energy, unlimited water, and we're having victories around the country. So Kevin O'Leary comes out and says, we're all really Chinese spies. That's why we're concerned about an AI takeover.
Not at all. And I'm glad you brought up the data centers, because that was going to be where I was going to go with you in terms of to do. The data centers, Americans universally despise techno-fascism. Okay, there's a general creepiness to it. With Elon Musk, Peter Thiel looks like Skeletor from He-Man. I mean, these people they look like sinister comic book characters. This idea of mass surveillance, obviously the data centers, there is a very human knee-jerk resistance to the techno-fascists and technocracy. And what is amazing for me to watch as someone who's been on the outside, I mean, I've been an independent for over 10 years, and it's amazing for me to see, especially around these data centers, Democrats and Republicans coming together, young, old, male, female, black, white, doesn't matter. We are rallying around very, very human things. We're relying less on the screens, more and more Americans. I mean, I live in New York State, Alex, and the number one growing party in New York State is the blank no party. I'm a blank no party in New York State. It's the fastest growing party in New York. More and more Americans are identifying as independent. The younger generations are now getting involved. I had the blessing to be in Kentucky to stand up with a group of 30 or 40 content creators who went down to Kentucky to stand with Thomas Massie, who was attacked by the techno-fascists, the Trump administration, and the pro-Israel lobby groups. And what we were able to do, I mean, we just billions in impressions. We were able to bring together everyone basically under the age of 55. And this is not to denigrate boomers. I love boomers. But they are, I believe, the last bastion of the very, very sticky, sticky D versus R generations.
Yeah, we're not being mean to them. We're not being mean to them. Right. They statistically voted against Thomas Matzey. They statistically support the wars. It's just what's happening.
Yeah, but that stickiness, it does not exist for Gen Xers and subsequent generations. So I think that we are beginning to see, you know, I advocate, Alex, for my audience to spend less time watching and paying attention to the circus clown show that is partisan politics.
And more time creating a new system. Stay there. We got to go to break in 30 seconds.
Sure.
We're going to come right back to you. Very exciting. Shannon Joy. Find her at Shannon Joy Radio on X. Briefly.
Thank you.
I'm not funded by big tech, Republicans, Democrats, the Israelis, the Qataris, the Easter bunnies. I'm funded by direct sales of great supplements, Patriot apparel, the very best water filtration systems, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. And we're extending the sale because it only ran since Friday, because I never really plugged it, till tomorrow at midnight. The very best bovine colostrum, incredible. Buy one, get one free. That's the new deal. 30% off Ultimate Power, the very best long-term clean 10-hour energy. It is amazing. Tiny scoop a day. It is way better than even Turbo Force that was great. It's a very similar formula, but even stronger and even better. Get Ultimate Power, energy focus, blood flow, and more, and endurance at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.